An email from a WSHU listener asks how her children, too young to vote, could get involved in the election. And with Election Day just around the corner, younger teenagers find themselves in a unique situation. Their future will be shaped by candidates they're not old enough to vote for. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports they have found ways to play a role in politics and government, and it's help that adults welcome.
For teens, voting is just one piece of the puzzle. Just ask Ashley Beck. At 16, she's a volunteer for Jackie Gordon's campaign for the House seat left open by New York Congressman Peter King's retirement.
We're still a valuable member of the campaign because of our skills, because of our work ethic, because of our ability to network, to use social media. We have ideas that sometimes older people don't think of immediately.
Political campaigns need volunteers of all ages. Beck says she started out researching donors for the campaign, and now she helps send out thank you notes to contributors. Beck says this is her democracy too, and she cares about education policies that impact her high school and fighting hunger in her North Babylon community.
Even though we can't vote right now, this is still our country. This is where we're growing up. And eventually, the people who are in office now are going to retire. And then we're going to be the next generation.
Most of Beck's cohort, Generation Z, is still too young to vote. Born after 1996, the oldest members of this newest generation are around 23 years old. But elected officials say they care about what Gen Z has to say. Suffolk County legislator Jason Richburg is 38 and the second youngest member of the legislature. He says officials should listen to kids now because it's only a matter of time until they're eligible to vote.
We need to hear their voices. And if you don't hear the voices, then you don't hear their priorities. And because that priority is going to come in 5 years.
Recent voting trends suggest lawmakers should care about what Gen Z has to say. Voter turnout in the 2018 midterm elections was the highest it's been in four decades, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That surge to the polls was driven by young voters between the ages of 18 and 29. Dawn Marie Kuhn is president of Suffolk County Young Republicans. She says her interest in politics began when her high school government teacher brought some local politicians to class.
One of the politicians, which was the Republican that I identified with, he asked if anybody in the classroom wanted to get involved and volunteer for some community service hours.
Kuhn says she raised her hand and has been hooked on politics ever since.
I went down to the Republican headquarters, stuffed envelopes, licked the envelopes, you know, help with the mailers, door knocking, phone calls.
She says social media was just taking off when she worked on her first political campaign. But now Gen Z has an advantage because they're digital natives.
There are so many more efficient ways that government can work if we just ask our Gen Z counterparts, because they've grown up with technology their entire lives.
Now, Kuhn is chief of staff for County Legislator Anthony Piccirillo, who happens to be the youngest sitting member at 37. Piccirillo says he wants more young people involved. He thinks they often get dissuaded by political corruption or incumbents with decades of experience.
You know, I think they want to see change right away. And unfortunately, in politics and government, it does take a little while to make that change that you want to see.
Jalen McCracken is a 17-year-old senior at Islip High School. She's a member of the Suffolk County Legislature Youth Leadership Caucus, where kids from 13 to 18 can network with mentors and volunteer in the community. McCracken says she is one of only a few black girls at her school. She says Youth Caucus is important to her because of its diversity.
It's great because we can talk and understand each other, have respect for each other's culture, because the world is a melting pot. So we basically need a medley of different representatives.
Legislators, local business people, and police officers meet with the Youth Caucus members once or twice a month to find out what's important to them.
A lot of people have something to mention about funding in their schools, how there's not enough money for them to partake in certain activities or programs at their school.
McCracken says programs like Youth Caucus give kids a voice, even though they can't vote yet. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.